Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, The Widow of Nain.
Among the most difficult things we do as human beings is we mourn the death of other human beings. We form profound and intense bonds of love and dependency with one another. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, talks about the church as a body. And he says, every single piece of the body has an essential function. And the body as a whole is completely and totally interdependent on all of the parts fitting and working together. He says the eye has to be the eye, and the foot has to be the foot, and the hand has to be the hand in order for the body to work. And each one of us must be present and attentive to our calling from God in order to fulfill our role. And so one of us, when one of us is taken away from the midst of us, it's an extraordinarily difficult adjustment. It is profoundly painful. And it takes a long period of time and a great deal of interior work for us to learn to continue when those whom we have loved died. That's why we had memorial service this morning, right? In today's gospel reading, Jesus is approaching a town called Nain. And of course, if mourning the death of another human being is the most profound of the human sadnesses, the most profound type of mourning has to be a parent for his or her child, a mother for her son. So she's coming out with the funeral procession, and she's burying her son, and Jesus sees her there. And the evangelist tells her that he had compassion upon her. I love this when you look at the Greek, so I'm told. I'm not an expert in New Testament Greek, but I'm told that when you find those statements of Jesus having compassion, that the word associated with his compassion is actually associated with the guts, like the interior, right, the stomach. He felt compassion in his guts for her. He was moved to help her. This is probably the first and really important lesson in today's gospel reading. Jesus Christ is a person. And he feels deep compassion in his bowels when he sees the suffering of another human being. And when he is confronted with the mourning mother, he wants to act. Person to person. And when he is confronted with our struggling, with our mourning, we're here with his Arcadis family marking 9 days for their papu. When he sees your struggling and mourning, he has deep compassion for you, for me, for all of us, when we approach this difficult human experience. So that's number one. Jesus is a man. He's a person. He's fully human. And he feels compassion when we mourn. Right? And so out of his compassion, he lays his hands on the dead boy and he rises. He resurrects. He brings him back to life, just like he did with Lazarus. And not just like, but similarly as he himself will do after his crucifixion. And so in one breath, as he connects on the most human level, person to person with the mother, and not even a half a breath later, and he is demonstrating his divinity. He is showing himself to be the bestower of life. So Christ at once loves us intimately. We can know him, one person to another, and yet he is God who bestows life. He is the creator of all things. When you hold up your hand and you make the sign of the cross, remember that's what those two fingers down on your palm are supposed to remind you of, the two natures of Jesus. He is fully human and he is fully God. Two natures uncompromised, coexisting in the one person of Jesus. What a miracle that we can know our Creator by knowing another human being. What a miracle. And so Jesus raises the young man. Now when I hear this, and this is the last thing I want to say about this morning's gospel reading, when I hear this gospel reading, my gut reaction is, well, why didn't he just do that for everybody? Right? As nice he did it for her, why didn't he do it when my father passed away? Why didn't he do it when my mother passed away? You know, and I feel this way about so many of Jesus' miracles. But I think that this is the answer. This is the answer. The gospel tells us, when we read from the book of Ephesians at the funeral service, that epistle reading is all about how that when Jesus comes in his glory, when the second coming comes and he establishes his kingdom, all of those who have died in the Lord are going to be gathered up together with the Lord. And all of those who are still alive on the earth in the Lord are all going to be gathered up together in the Lord. And so in the kingdom of God, the resurrection is the reality. And we gain access to the kingdom of God by knowing and loving Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ becomes a human being, when Jesus Christ is crucified, when Jesus Christ raises from the dead, when Jesus Christ sends his Holy Spirit upon us, when we come into this church and we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, that is exactly what he is doing to us. He is inviting us into the resurrection. He is inviting us into the kingdom of God so that all of us in the kingdom of God will know the joy of the mother whose son was raised from the dead. All of us will be united in the kingdom of God. And that's the story of the resurrection, that God's family is gathered eternally living in his household. So when we hear this morning's gospel reading, we don't see an isolated case of one resurrection. We see Jesus demonstrating what his plan is for all of us. So let us faithfully appeal to the Lord. Let us love him and trust him. Let us be people of prayer. Let us be people of love. Let us strive to know our Creator, so that in this life and in the next, we may love one another completely and eternally in the embrace of our Lord. I thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.